Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Yep, you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer. It's 7 o'clock in the city. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. Jump on at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926 as we get it started. Got my special co-host coming up live out of Charlotte, out of Delaware, and out of VA. We're going to get it cracking early this morning. Just right this morning. Wow. This evening. Out the rip going in. This is my man Eclipse. This is some Jesus rap for you. This is a nice jam right here. DM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. I'm in the army of the Lord, going hard and I'm marching. Camouflaged up with an anointing on my garments. Cold chilling, I'ma looking something like a Spartan. Daddy's demonic spirits looking softer than Charmin. Talk on them spirits when they plotting on invasion. Souls out for them, so the fire really blazing. Heated with the Bible, so I'm starting to feel patient. With every breath in me, I'ma go into my praises. Life will try to discourage you, but you keep it pushing. Try to ruin your recipe, but you keep it cooking. Even try to throw your running, but you keep it booking. Going wild out for the Lord, get it cooking. Ain't no shame in cold for the Lord, get your praise up. Roof too low, I think you need to get your raise up. Praise for the Lord, I feel like I'm finna lose it. If you live for Christ, just praise him and get it soon. Going in for the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. For the Lord, I forever give my praise up. Can you come and try me? I'm ready for you, boy. Got that Bible on me, he didn't have it for you, boy. You are one piece, I got the Lord on my side. If you try to hurt my spirit, he will never let it ride.
Praise.
being behind the radio live. I'm your hip-hop informer. Welcome. It is Sunday, September 5th. It's Labor Day weekend, 7 o'clock in the city, 7:05 to be exact. Tonight we're talking about road rage, stress and stress relaxation, road rage. If anybody's that's driving faster than you, if they're a maniac, if anybody's driving slower than you is an idiot, and if you always thinking to yourself, get a move on, lady, get out of my way, guy, you know, you probably have road rage. Before we go any further this evening, let me go ahead and welcome my special co-host out of Delaware. What up, Toya?
What's going on, TM? How are you this evening?
What's cracking? You don't got no road rage this evening, do you?
No. I've been off the road, so I would say no for today.
For right now, that's what's good. We got Dee Dee out of VA. What's cracking?
Good evening. Good evening. How is everyone?
You good? You're not on the road
right
now?
Hello,
no, I'm not on the road at the moment.
No rage. That's what's good. Now, we got Charlotte, North Carolina, that and she has rage all the time. But you got rage right now, Charlotte?
Hey, you know me so well. I love you so much. Good afternoon in the morning time, people. It's CeeLo. Yes, I have road rage all the damn time, but I'm in the house right now. Everybody's affected.
You know what?
Well, I'm telling you, everybody's a fat bitch when I'm on the street. I don't care what they look like, what size they are. Everybody's a fat bitch.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, we're going to help you curb some of that rage and some of that that stress that drives your aggression.
I don't drive much, so I'm good.
Good. That's a good thing. Folks, if you just tuned in to TMI Radio Live, tonight we're talking about road rage and ways to help to curb that aggression. If you're driving along and anybody that's faster than you is a maniac and anybody that's slower than you is an idiot, you probably are someone that's experiencing road rage. Tonight we're going to talk about experiences. The fact that this is absolutely a problem in the United States. Actually, road rage was created like back in the 80s, specifically from a local news station. I found this out was interesting upon the research. A local news station, Los Angeles, California, kind of coined the term back during the 87-88 freeway shootings, when there were like a lot of shootings on the freeway, like a rash of freeway shootings in late 80s on 405 and 110 and the 10 freeways in Los Angeles. Even the AAA Motor Club was actually trying to help their members to respond to drivers that appeared to have aggressive behaviors. They coined it road rage. So tonight we're going to get in deep, talk about what drives some of our rage outside of some of us just being flat out crazy. You know, CeeLo, is just flat out crazy.
Hey.
But we're going to get it in and have some fun tonight.
fun
this evening, everybody. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Toya loves it, and we got a special request. We got Darnell Jones, Love Like This, Team Hyman Radio Live.
I'm the picture. Ooh, I admit I used to be the same dude that you're scared of, out of control. Try to hit every woman that I came in contact with out on the road. But I got it on my system, girl, I did that when I was young. I need somebody that's gonna hold me down. Cross my heart, you'll be the only one.
Trying to deem road rage as like an official medical condition. In the early 1997, man, this is crazy. In the early 1997, therapists in the United States were working to certify road rage as a medical condition. It is already an official mental disorder, but, you know, I think it just has a lot to do with the fact that we can't really control ourselves. But we're going to talk about it, getting low down and dirty with it. Again, welcome, ladies. Thanks for joining me tonight. Has anybody ever had a real, like, experience in which you, like, really flipped out, lost your mind on the road?
Yeah.
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 At Wawa. In front of my... No, I was trying to get into the... You know how, like, Wawa, when the parking lot is packed, but they only have those, like, those front spaces? But everything else is, like, far away. I was trying to get the space, but the people kept, like, every time I was trying to back up, somebody would, like, pull behind me. And then, so finally, when I went to go pull in the space and somebody else pulled in front of me, I threw the car in park and started screaming. And everybody that was in the parking lot, like, stopped and, like, was looking. And my daughter looking at me, like, with her mouth wide open. And she just shook her head and just, like, turned around. And I got my space, but I left the windows down, the car, everything. She was like, Mommy, somebody's going to steal the car. I was like, nah, after that shit, I don't think anybody's going to bother me.
Clearly aggressive behavior. CeeLo, you have got to help me with the profanity. You got to help me. You got to help me with the profanity. Dee, go ahead and share your experience.
This was a couple years ago. I was taking my daughter to daycare one morning. And, Lord have mercy. And the lady... I don't know, I let her get the best of me to the point where I signaled her to pull over on the interstate. She pulled over, I guess, and if she won't,
you just signaled innocent by driver over, like,
oh, she wasn't no innocent by driver. She kept messing with
me. A by driver?
I don't even know what a by driver is. However, she wasn't an innocent one of those.
I guess it's a bystander that's in the car driving, D.D.
Yeah, what she was doing was perfect. She was purposely doing it. She was in there taunting me, so I said, okay, well, you that bad while you doing your taunts and pull yourself over. So she pulled over, and she wasn't as bad as she thought she was. When I got out of my car and I went to confront her, she began to get on the phone as if, I know she wasn't talking to the police because I never seen her dialing the phone number. So I guess she thought it was going to scare me. However, what brought me back into my senses was my daughter, because as I lifted my hand to smack the lady in the face, my daughter, I heard her yell, from the truck, Mommy, what's wrong? Mommy, what's wrong?
Are
that was the
serious?
Only thing that kept me from hitting that lake.
I don't understand what would cause someone to want to get out of their vehicle with their child in the car and become like physical with somebody who's simply on the road. You said she was taunting you. She wasn't that bad. Are you serious?
I am so serious. I mean, and I'm just not asking someone to just pull over off the strip. Oh, you driving down the street, just pull over. This lady was. What she was doing was on purpose. She was, because if she wasn't, why would she pull? I didn't signal her to pull over as if I needed to speak to her on the humbug. She knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was doing.
I'm still confused as to what the lady was doing. I'm so like lost right now.
Okay,
when you get over.
When if you're trying to get past someone because you don't want to deal with their buffoonery, you go past them. You get into another lane. But when I get over, she get over. She cut me off, keep me from getting over. She drive real slow. I'm like, you know what? I don't even have time. Just let me get around you. Let me get past and go about my business. I really don't want to play with you. But apparently she was in the mood to play. So I'm like, okay, now you're putting me and my baby in danger. She's go fast, step on brakes. Go fast, step on brakes. I ain't got time for them games. And
oh,
in my mind,
if you just tuned in to us, you're listening to somebody who has road rage right now. She has road rage right now.
Yes, she's still upset about it.
She really is. Folks, road rage,
really
it is aggressive and angry behavior by a driver of an automobile or any other motor vehicle. Such behavior might include rude gestures, verbal assaults, obviously someone who want to commit aggravated battery, deliberately driving in an unsafe manner or threatening manner or making threats. Road rage can lead to altercations, assaults, and collisions, which result in injuries and even death. Folks, tonight we're talking about a very serious, serious topic, and we may want to talk about what's really driving our rage. Stay connected. This is Devastate, connected, featuring Briscoe, TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be back.
Connected mafioso, connected with the streets, no connection to the
917-889-3926 is the number to get in to this conversation tonight. It's Sunday, September 5th, 2010, Labor Day weekend, and we're talking about road rage. Folks, road rage is probably one of the most leading reasons why folks get into, like, altercations. And when I say altercations, I mean, like, you know, physical altercations, like on the road and in accidents. It's not just about alcohol and drunk driving sometimes. We just heard Miss Willingham out of VA kind of express some of her frustration. But, I mean, I think I understand. You know, at the end of the day, we take it personal. When one, we need to loosen up a little bit. You know, let's not take it personal. It's not always about us. We might think that people are trying to target us and people are trying to raise our pressure levels, you know, but, you know, I don't think we're really the target. You know, it may seem that way, but I don't think if for somebody, a random person on the road is just going to harass you. But, you know, you never know. But I just say, you know, loosen up. Let's not take it personal. Let's not always make it about us. Tonight we're talking about road rage, sharing out about personal experiences. Now, I don't have a real experience about road rage. You know, the one thing that I'm very conscious of when it comes to being on the road, people are, like, out of their mind. And Dee Dee, the one thing that I heard you say was, you know, you pulled over, you know, told a lady pull over, kind of like meet me out in the parking lot for the most part. And you said she wasn't as bad as she thought she was. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Me as a driver on the road, I'm never trying to challenge people on the road because I never know whether they have, like, a gun, you know, or something. You know, that's the one thing I'm not trying to prove. I'm not trying to prove how bad I am on the road. And so, again, tonight, folks, this is a real topic we want to talk about because I think our frustrations and sometimes the things that we're dealing with, you know, is one of the main reasons that causes the rage or kind of causes the situation. It's not really the situation. It's how we respond to the situation, I think, that makes a difference. Again, we're talking about road rage tonight. Road rage, the stress that drives road rage, and some stress relaxation. That's what we're talking about tonight. Who has a Toya? I think CeeLo shared about a road rage. Dee Dee shared about road rage. Have you ever had a real road rage experience?
No, none of that compares to what they said, not to the point where I'm going to fight someone. Now, I may have lost my mind for one quick second and blurted out a few things, but I don't think I've ever pulled over on the side of the road or spazzed out in the parking lot on anyone.
I'm that rude gesture person. You know, when it comes to a rude gesture or, you know, the finger, I might even throw up the finger. I might shout, you know, some verbal threats. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to wave you down on the highway. You know, I'm not going to try anybody like that because, you know, I mean, people are crazy. I've heard about people following people home, you know, off the road. And as women, you know, I definitely need you all to acquire a different perspective about, you know, about your rage on the road. And, CeeLo, you keep making these, like, ridiculous, like, exorcist laughs and stuff. It is serious.
The one thing that actually steered me from doing things like that is I was actually in a car with a girlfriend of mine one time on 95, headed to Philly, and I guess she was upset with someone cutting her off, and she, you know, said a few things, a couple of, you know, gestures that weren't necessary, and she didn't realize that it was not just one car full of people. There were two other cars that was with this car that full of people that she was upset with. And those other two cars pulled up on it. Now, at that point, I don't want anything to do with it. You know, I got your back. But in this situation, I'm going to need to fall back a little bit because you have three cars of people. And that right there in itself kind of steered me away from acting too crazy when I'm in a car with someone, you know, as far as road rage and things of that sort. Like I said, I've said a few things and, you know, a few nasty gestures, but not to the point that I've almost lost my mind.
No, absolutely. I mean, we all get a little frustrated by people, you know, riding too close. You know, sudden, you know, acceleration, sudden braking, you know, tailgating. You know, we feel like somebody can cut us off. you know, deliberately preventing us from trying to get over, trying to merge. I mean, everybody has experienced that, you know, at some point, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to control your response because, you know, it's cause and effect. Your action leads to another action. And this is becoming a real issue in America where people are dying. You know, people are dying. People are getting shot, you know. I mean, because they, you know, felt like somebody cut them off. I mean, come on, America. Coming up, we have our finance segment coming live from Delaware. But first, this is Country Boy, Birthmark, T.M. Hyman Radio.
Why I am the way I am, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know we had to do it for the South, right?
Young City, you for the last time.
Birthmark is why I am. Yeah. Stand up. Back rules lost. Roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, some country boys. Ass rolls, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Back rules, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, we a country boy. Ass rolls, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. From the dirty, but we get so clean, hospitable, but we get straight mean. Many dreams, sitting on the front porch. Many lows, no opportunity to grow. They call us low class, a bunch of country bammers. Bilingual, yeah, we got our own grammar. Yeah, we handle any drama always. Knuckle up, homeboy, bump calling police. Might bump, then we cool on the next day. Get your birthday drunk on your birthday.
Secret.
Sexy women, and you know they thirsty. Come back home, now they all trying to sex me. Undergraduate, trying to get a bankroll. Street hanging, entertaining, out there flipping. A country boy, play the game, how it goes. Never been scared to get a little dirt on the road. Backwoods, so the roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, we some country boys. Afros, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillac, we some country boys. Afros, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. They like a new class. We do the old school. We do the 24s. They do them 22s. Little mama said they was so new. But they not say but we come to the dirty south. Ain't no clubbing like the hole in the wall. Bustin' licks in the restroom stall.
That money.
We gotta lick up. No words at all. Moonshine, be that back up. Alcohol.
It up.
Grinding and sweating just out. Having fun. That homegrown got me by the cold.
Hey,
12 in the tape, signing like 2 days.
Hey,
cut his
hey,
high
hey,
prices,
hey,
the fuel,
hey,
lot of deal born and GA ways. Family full of hustlers, how to get paid. Slangers, bootleggers, pistol packers. Now the day is still a rap, body still giving. Backwoods, the roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. Backwoods, dirt roads, I'm a country boy. Chevrolet, Cadillacs, we some country boys. Afros, corn rolls, I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy. And I'm a country boy.
I just wanted to give you 15 things you should never buy used. Although it may seem like a good deal, these things can end up costing you more money and maybe accidents and injuries in the long run. First thing you should never buy used would be cribs and children's furniture. Due to the fact that there's recalls constantly and that the safety standards are changing constantly, there's a chance that you're putting your child at risk. So that's one thing you never want to buy used is cribs and children's furniture. Secondly would be car seats.
Even if it looks okay, damaged seats aren't uncommon. So just, again, consider the fact that safety technology improves every year. And nowadays you can get a new car seat for as little as $50. Another thing you want to be leery of as far as purchasing used would be bicycle helmets. They're only meant to protect against one accident. I mean, the damage isn't always visible. So if someone's ever had that helmet and they've been in an accident, that particular helmet is no good for another use. So just keep that in mind. Tires, that's a big thing you want to stay away from. It's hard to tell if they've been in part of an accident, and they're bound to be unstable and unreliable if they have been. So never buy used tires. Laptops, because of their portability, they're prone to all sorts of abuse and problems. You also don't get the warranties and tech support that you're supposed to get when you purchase a laptop. So stay away from buying those used. Software, most software comes with serial numbers that you register with the company when you actually activate the software. And if someone's already used it, you most of the time can't use it again. So just stay away from the software. Plasmas and HDTVs, the cost of fixing or replacing parts is sometimes very, very expensive for plasmas and HDTVs, sometimes as much as buying a new TV. So unless you really know the person that you're purchasing it from, you definitely want to stay away from purchasing any type of used plasmas and HDTVs. DVD players, it's smart to buy DVDs themselves used, but it doesn't apply to the actual players. You want to stay away from that because you can't tell if the lens is burned out and things of that sort. So right now DVD players are very inexpensive, so you might as well buy a new one anyway. There are a lot of people who are listening to the show. They're into music and things of that sort. So just keep in mind that speakers and microphones, those people that are getting into entertainment, just remember that the equipment is very sensitive, and your performance would be severely compromised if these things were mishandled previously. So if you can afford to buy new equipment, you definitely want to do that. Same thing goes with digital and video cameras. Unless you know who you're purchasing them from, you probably want to purchase new. Only because if they've been dropped or banged around, it's hard to tell if there's not abuse and things of that sort. If you can't actually see the wear and tear on the camera, you don't actually know that something's happened to it. So you want to stay away from purchasing used digital and video cameras. Another thing you want to avoid would be mattresses and bedding. You would think that most people would not want to buy used mattress and bedding, but some people do. Just the thought of sleeping with other people's mold, mites, bacteria, and maybe even body fluids, that enough should steer you away from it. But also keep in mind, even though we have these mattresses that have 25-year warranties, a good mattress usually only lasts for about 10 years. So stay away from mattresses and bedding. Another biggie that you would think people would stay away from would be swimsuits and undergarments. It should be a no-brainer. I don't care how many times they've been washed or how inexpensive they are. They're simply worn too close to someone else's unmentionables to even think about purchasing them to use for yourself. So swimsuits, definitely undergarments. Please do not buy used undergarments. Shoes, although they look new, if they look new or they look like they're unworn, if someone has been using them, they probably molded to the last owner's feet, so they're not going to be comfortable for you. Not to mention the fact that you can run across things such as foot fungus, including like athlete's foot and things of that sort. So just keep that in mind. Another thing, hats. They're hard to clean, and they usually aren't clean before they're resold or donated. So just remember, you'd want to stay away from those, especially for things such as skin infections, because if someone's wearing those on their head constantly with the sweat and things of that sort, it's very easy for you to get a skin infection from wearing a used hat. And the last thing would be makeup. I actually don't know where you can buy used makeup, but sharing makeup with people you kind of want to stay away from. It's a breeding ground for bacteria and contagious diseases. The most common would be pink eye and cold sores. So those are a few things you need to stay away from buying used, and you definitely want to buy new.
And folks, we realize that sometimes you're in a situation in which you have to buy used, and if you do, just make sure that you sanitize. Live from Delaware. Thanks, Toya.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Head coach, I do this. She looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nail, smells the feet. Put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Nolly hooping to her, lay it up and knock and jump her down. Start with the whistle sound. You gotta bend it down, all four quarters. Quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slipped and got your shot. Block. It's teamwork, you send your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game.
Boy, come to you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night, I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming, shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball around. Hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game, coach.
You, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last inning, split positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a chat. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team. So play by the rules. Scouts in the game and check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting any and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
go. I know you're feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Killing myself. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
We're back. That's Vail. Put me in the game. Tonight we're talking about road rage, and it's a relatively serious act. It may be more so like a public safety endangerment. I know it's, however, not always real easy to prove, and you know, judges and policemen don't really go by the intent piece, because intent is hard to prove. So normally when you are a road rager who was stopped by the police or have to go to court, you're normally charged with an offense like, you know, reckless or careless driving, depending on the severity of the situation. So, folks, we got to learn how to control our rage, because at the end of the day, it can lead to death in some cases, or serious injury on the road. And we want to kind of prevent or intervene any kind of homicide or tragic situations on the road. So, ladies, I challenge you to take a pledge today and say, I will reduce or suppress my rage on the road.
Whatever. They'll have 2 months to get, you know what I'm saying, to get, they'll have 2 months free. Shit.
You know what? You have been ejected. I'm going to talk to Delaware and Virginia tonight. Folks, you've got to pledge not to apply any rage on the road. You know, CeeLo's, she thinks it's a game and always got some funny wisecrack business. But this is, you know, I don't mind having fun with it, folks, but, I mean, you know, some folks really don't know how to control their rage. You know, don't really know how to control their rage, and it's going to lead to a sticky situation.
Damn.
So I don't know.
Chief.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me say this. I don't want everybody to get the impression, and I'm not just speaking about me. I'm talking about people who acquire road rage or get road rage. I want that. Don't think that people are just everybody's just driving all hunky dory, and it's not people's goal. They don't get on the road to purposely sometimes mess with people, because there are people who do. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't
get
on the road.
Are you one of those people? Are you one of those people?
Not at all. I do not play with anybody, but I will not be intimidated. You know what I'm saying? I have good road courtesy, but you're not going to intimidate me. You're not going to try to scare me. You're not going to try to punk me. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do what you want me to do, but in the sense that you can't push me around. But I'm not the kind of person that purposely go out to play with people. I drive to get where I'm going. But when somebody decides that that's what they want to purposely play with someone, that's when I become a little rageful. I become a little upset because why are you – because – I mean, you can keep going about your business. There's no reason for you to do whatever it is that you're doing. Go around, keep doing what you need to do. If that person or whomever you decide you want to play with is not bothering you, why do you have to play with people? You don't have to play with people. But some people get on the road.
Do you feel as if I've cut you off the road, like, in the last few moments?
You in Tampa. I'm in Virginia. How you cut me off?
I don't know, because you sound kind of hostile right now.
No.
You sound very enraged.
I'm passionate about something that, you know, has affected me. As you can see, you heard my story. It has personally affected me, and I just need people to understand. It's like, okay, people need to calm down. You need to get under control. But what you, yes, I do agree with that. We need to take more control of ourselves and of our actions, especially when we have our children in the car, because that's the most important thing right there. But I also want people to be aware that some people do it with intention to piss people off, and that's not fair to us who don't do it, who just get on the road trying to get from point A to point B.
No, I understand that. A study in 2007 of the largest U.S. metropolitan areas included with the least courteous areas on the road, which means the cities with the most road rage. It was Miami, Phoenix, New York, Los Angeles, Boston. The cities that were most courteous with least road rage was Minneapolis, Nashville, St. Louis, Seattle, Atlanta. But I can tell you that New York, hands down, right now leads the country in road rage. But I'm not sure, Didi. Chesapeake, Virginia might be leading the country in road rage.
You know what? You're not going to single me out or make me feel bad.
Oh, that's
right. I'm going to say this. For all the people out there who are driving slow in the fast lane or who just decided they just want to mess with somebody, just get over, get out of the way. Just decide today that I'm not going to be the butthole that you plan to be. And just let people go on their way.
Yes, and you know what? It is against the law to go really slow in the left lane. If you want to go slow, you're supposed to stay in the right-hand lane. That's where you have the slow people's lane is the right-hand lane. That's it.
Wow.
And then people have to make left turns. They usually have, you know, turning spaces for them. Stay in your lane. See, that's where that comes from. Stay in your lane. If you're going fast, stay in the fast lane.
I thought dudes were harsh on the road. But you all are out of control. This is John Brown, Sex on My Money. We're talking about road rage. TM Hyman Radio Live.
ball, using money as a sheet. Ooh, you know I work hard for mine, and I know you work hard for yours. So let's put in some overtime. We can mix business with pleasure, cause I know
you need it.
Featuring Gucci Mane, Sex on My Money. For the past 3 years, New York came in first out of the cities with the most road rage. Then came Miami, followed by Dallas, Fort Worth, Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, St. Paul. All of these cities, you know, have folks who just can't seem to control their aggression. In the U.S., more than 300 cases of road rage annually end up in some kind of serious injury or fatality, about 1,200 incidents reported annually. And tonight we're just talking about things that we could do to try to curb our road rage. And I'm going to say, really, as we kind of veer into, you know, tips and steps or advice to curb road rage, I'm going to say start with trying to practice some kindness. You know, start trying to just be nice. Give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, I know we take it personal. I know we think that people are out there to piss us off intentionally. But you know what? You know, it's better to take the perspective that, you know, they didn't mean it. Take the high road. I know it's easier said than done. I didn't say you're not going to be cussing along the way, but we do not want to, one, say to our kids who are in the car with us that this is the behavior that we exhibit as parents. We were dead wrong, first and foremost. But, folks, again, you know, 1,200 incidences annually, 300 cases result in serious or, you know, serious injury or fatalities. Guess what? Let's just cut it out and take the high road. Practice some kindness. You know, then I'll say, you know, kind of resist just going off and kind of, you know, take the self-test. You know, take a self-test. Ask yourself some questions. You know, did I flash my light? You know, did I put my blinker on? You know, did I just cut them off? Did I do something? What could you have done different? Don't always look to kind of point the finger. All right? Just talking about road rage, folks. Toya, Dee Dee, CeeLo.
Let me stop you right now.
You will not be able to say another thing on this show if another vulgarity slip out your mouth. You didn't drop like five of them, and we only been on the air for like 45 minutes.
That's fine.
All right, here we go.
So like I was saying, I feel I have the right to get angry when somebody cuts me off or is nasty to me on the road, because I'm the same person who will pull over for somebody who's stranded on the road or help somebody push their car out of the street or, you know what I'm saying, give somebody a ride to pick up gas. So, yeah, I have every right in the world to be mad.
I hope you're not picking up strays on the road.
What? I have. You know why? Because the thing about it is this, that if I'm guided to do something and I follow through, then I know that that's what I was supposed to do, and I don't fear it. If I don't feel any fear about it, then I follow through because it's what I've been told to do. So, no, I don't feel no type of way about that. So I feel,
well, you know,
justified.
I just read online that just of this morning, a little bit after midnight this morning, a 20-year-old man was shot and killed as a result of road rage in Florida. I'm near the Orlando area. A man was followed after a road rage incident and shot and killed in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven this morning. And those are down there with good people, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't doubt that at all. And I'm that's always in the back of my mind. You know, is that person, like, on edge? You know, is that person, like, having, like, the worst day of their life? And, you know, is me flipping them the bird or gritting on them from my window, is this about to send them over the top? That's something that I'm always very conscious of. And I don't know why, but, you know, I've been conscious of that for quite some time, ever since road rage really came up, because there's been many fatalities that's resulted in murder and death over, you know, people just kind of flipping out over how somebody was looking at them. You know, or somebody, you know, feeling like they were being cut off intentionally on the road. So that's tragic. But you said that's out of Orlando. And when did that happen?
It was actually this morning. Cops were called to a 7-Eleven parking lot after they witnessed a man being followed and shot. And he was killed after a road rage incident.
Yeah, it's crazy out there. Folks, it is 7:56 where I am here in Tampa, Florida. It's 7:56 in Delaware. Regardless of where you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And tonight we're talking about road rage, stress, and some stress relaxation. Is stress really the real issue? I mean, I think some people are just flat out like evil. Some people got an attitude all the time. So I'm not going to necessarily blame it on stress, but I think a big part of road rage has a lot to do with stress.
I say stress, ego, and pride, arrogance, a lot of things. Those three things really. But definitely stress, ego, or pride, and arrogance. You know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the ego and the pride thing. The one thing about us and our cars. Our cars, our vehicles are really like an extension of us. So the fact that somebody would cut cut you off, cut your car off, we take it real personal. So the pride and the ego thing, I think those are humongo drivers in the whole road rage piece, which is whoa, you know, because I think that's something that it starts within. You know, you have to see yourself as somebody, you know, that's prideful. And the one thing about road rage and pride and ego, you know, sometimes we don't really see ourselves as egotistical, and we don't want anybody else to tell us either.
Yeah, I agree.
3926 is the number, the way into this conversation tonight. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying that I definitely agree with the stress, but I think it's more so people feeling that they've been disrespected. I think that's where it usually stems from.
Yep, and that's where the ego and the pride piece kicks in, because I think any time that someone does feel disrespected, they're automatically on the defense. And, you know, that's when the pride and the ego kicks in, because you want to show somebody, you know, I ain't no punk. I ain't going to get punked. You know, I ain't the one. Don't try me. But, you know, I'm bad. And in some instances, we're talking life or death, right? So, you know, we're just trying to raise the awareness tonight. We've been trying to, you know, get off of a real serious note with these shows, but somehow it still end up, you know, somewhat serious. Road rage, folks, everybody has had it. Everyone will acquire it. It's not what you do, it's how you respond to it. It's not what you're dealing with, it's how you respond to it. All right? I don't know. We don't have all of the answers, but we're just trying to help you out a little bit. Just a little bit. 917-889-3926 is the number. Let's get into this one. It's Roll Out, Bruno Jackson featuring Frank Nitti, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay.
Bruno!
Jack. Yeah.
Frank Nitti.
Yeah, we done shot.
That's the Roll Out.
Clean past the moon on this one. I'm ready.
Let's get it.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
When my clothes stay filthy, always feeling like something in the way, like Milky. Sitting on my bed, just dreaming about Moni. Dreaming about homies, trying to get on me. Had to think quick, man, I had to do something. Then I met Jackson, and then we started rapping. Big stuff started happening, my dreams were in action. Now I'm on the road, making moves like an athlete. Martin, throw a style report and how I spark it. Chilling, sipping by the beach with eyes lower than the market. I'm Rick James, you haters are the darkness. We just getting started, ain't planning on stopping. Living in the studio, the bottles stay topless. My family back home wishing they were a part of this. Kinda miss home, cause that's where I started it. My mission to be famous, well, I guess I completed it.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
And make my mama proud and be a man my daughters can respect. Anything I want I go get, never quit, never fold. Stay focused on my goals, man, it's later for them. Backstage at a show, I'm all about my dough and that perfect Patron. It got a brother gone, I dream a little dream, express it through my songs. I'm light years ahead of folk. I had a model and she left me for some better. I maneuver through manure, pursue the finer things, designer jeans, custom range and custom rings. I was taught never cuff a thing, let freedom ring. I had a dream, I'm overseas in magazines. I'm burning trees with the Queen of England and the Duchess I'm crushing. Homelessness in America, topic of discussion. So far from the jungle, so it's hard to be humble. Never blind to the
hustle. I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road, and I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles, and the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
Slow, but I picked up pace, but I still gotta sit to get that chick from Case. Right. Nah, this no race, nah, this a close case. My flow gotta stay cold,
snowflake. Da-da-do, gotta go, gotta get in the business of getting swole.
What you know?
My goods, my shows, my hoods, my reputation, dog. But I like that, yeah, I think she like that too. And it's like that, yeah, you know that Bryce, that dude. And I like the mood, but back to the business. I made it to the top and you all are just a witness. So witness the hit list, I'm headed to the islands. Tropical citrus, with a mistress. Go, gotta go, gotta get this. But I got this, and I've had this. To think the whole thing started in the attic. Man, that's madness. Good time still, but I'm ballin' like magic.
I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. I never really had a place to go. Been too many travels down this road. And I think you know that I need to roll out, roll out. And I know my shoes have lost them soles. And the road has taken their toll, but I roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out.
We're back and it's 8:04. We're talking about road rage tonight. And CeeLo mentioned that she felt it's okay to be hostile because she does kind things like pick people up who need rides. I don't think there's
no
correlation.
No, you're so
go ahead.
Now, no,
I was thinking about
that.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, huh?
No, because no, that's for me. That's not for everybody else. What I speak normally is for me, unless I state otherwise. You know what I'm saying? That's my point of view.
Yeah,
I,
but I'm still trying
I feel vindicated because I do enough. It's like if you are going to cut me off, or I can't. I have nothing nice to say. Never mind.
See, I'm thinking one thing doesn't have to do with the other. I mean,
that's
you know, exactly. I feel what you, I do understand what you said in reference to feeling vindicated.
Do unto others as you have, who would like them to do unto you, and
yeah, exactly. You know what, and I get that concept. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. But
that
really,
whole eye for eye thing, you know, that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Folks, this is what I want to say along that line of the comment. Hostility is toxic. And it's risky. You know, I mean, being hostile on the road, you know, it doesn't help anybody. And then guess what? Safe driving promotes a healthy heart. Did you know people most prone to anger are 3 times more likely to have a heart attack than those that are with low anger? You know, and this is according to American Psychological Association. You know, other health risks, you know, could be, you know, obesity, depression, and stroke. It's associated with people who are hostile or who display hostility. Those people are typically obese, depressed, and they're kind of more likely to have a stroke. Wow, who knew? Safe driving promotes a healthy heart. You know, kind of streamline that hostility. We got our national entertainment news coming up here shortly, live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. But tonight we're talking about road rage and stress relaxation. How do we curb road rage? I'm going to say, look, go get a massage. Go get a massage. Take some stress off. You know, loosen up. Stop making it about you. It's not about you, Toya. It's not about you, Dee Dee.
Yes, it is. Yay, me. All about me. Yeah, my man. No, but you know, they do recommend when you're on the road, when you have a problem, you know, they always say breathing exercises are good. Listen to music or audiobooks, something that can keep your mind off of the other angry drivers on the road. Just relax. Don't be so uptight. And another reason it seems that people seem to experience road rage so much is they're always in a hurry. I mean, when you're in a hurry and someone's driving slow in front of you or someone's cutting you off or things of that sort, you tend to get a little more frustrated. So maybe you need to plan your time a little more wisely. Leave a little earlier so you're not in a hurried situation that's going to upset you if someone is driving flow in front of you and things of that sort. So.
Right. Dee, you said it is all about you. You need to reduce some of that hostility you have out there in Virginia.
Stop. Maybe you need to get a massage, young lady.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, 917-889-3926 is the number. If you have music you'd like us to play, you can drop it on us. Hit us up at TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. No mister on this one. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. Of course you have, Ms. Willingham. Of course you still have a segment. Come on now. We're creative. Folks, we appreciate you tonight. It is 8:08 where I'm coming from here in Tampa, Florida, wherever you are in the world. We appreciate the support. Let's get into this joint right here. It's called Opulence from Ganga, TM Hyman Radio.
Opulence, you own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games at the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to getting better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated, cause in all the songs I scream my name. Me not used to get it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Plus the rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. Travel renowned, sore spot, still exists. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Of a good thing. Gone on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that's low, but others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheese, able to live another day. Still I can be, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you roll them on, cause I get it all this way. This way the nonsense to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, to pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. I'm getting that hope to say, you just don't even get it, huh? I'm Lady Ganga. You better off falling back and cover the whole Ganga. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, we are the main value trader. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
TM Hyman Radio Live, coming with your national entertainment news from Charlotte, North Carolina, with our beloved Cussa.
CeeLo. Good afternoon in the morning time, people. This is September 5th, your entertainment news, world news. I'm going to start off with the Pope is monitoring an Iranian woman. She's supposed to be sentenced to stoning. Like being stoned to death, right? And
wow.
Normally, you know, when the Pope gets involved, he doesn't ever really, like, you know, get on TV and do it publicly, but he does do it diplomatically. So they're just pretty watching this. She was convicted of adultery. So that's her charge as far as stoning. But then she's also supposed to be getting 99 lashes because of a photo that was that they had put in the new, London Times.
She's getting lashed and stoned?
Yeah, so she's supposed to get 99 lashes first, and then they're supposed to stone her to death for her adultery. So, because she had a picture, supposedly it was her, without her chemo. Right, so it's like, I don't know. They said London Times said they got it from her former lawyer. So I don't know. So she might be getting the lashes for no reason. So, but I'll keep y'all updated on that. But then in our U.S. news, the L.A. police, they found some mummified babies that was wrapped in, like, newspaper dated back to 1930s. And the babies were found in, like, you remember how, like, the doctors used to make house calls, right? the babies were wrapped in the newspaper, and each one of them was in a separate doctor bag. So that's how they found them because these women were cleaning, the manager of the apartment building was cleaning out, like, these basement apartments or whatever, and that's where they found the mummified babies. There was no determination of death, really, at this point anyway. But the interesting thing about that as well was that the story headlines, like, in the newspaper that the babies were wrapped in, it was stories like about John Dillinger shootings, and, you know, for that time frame, the 1933 time frame. So they're supposed to be contacting this family and get more information on that. But an update on the T.I. and Tiny issue. The drugs were actually found on them and not in the car, but the police are still saying they stopped them because they smelled weed after they were stopping them from making an illegal U-turn in Los Angeles. I'm like, what in the hell is it illegal in Cali anymore? I don't know. Like, I'll keep y'all updated on that. But if they get charged, I mean, well, if they're found guilty, rather, they both will have to, you know, spend like a year in federal prison, excuse me. So
that's not cool.
Not cool at all. But look, now this is some other not cool stuff. This is a third guard that's under fire for dealing with Lil Wayne while he's locked up. This one is a captain. She's under investigation because they're saying she's been spending a lot of time with Lil Wayne and, you know, letting him stay in his cell when everybody else has to go out to the, you know, the rec yard or whatever. Because, like, the second guard got fired because she glimpsed at Lil Wayne. I was like, whoa. And then the first guard was fired because they say he was spying on Lil Wayne. So I don't know. Rikers just seems to be the center of a little scandal going on. And that is your entertainment news for today, September 5th. Thank you.
And thank you, coming out of Charlotte, North Carolina, CeeLo.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Waiting for the smoke to clear so I can see the sunlight. Some might say the darkness will never fade. Even if they ride, I'm still strapped on my sunlight. See a better life, got my right fist in the sky while I'm in this fight. Crack fiends' dreams disappear as they hit the pipe. All demons in my sight. That's well where the crack rain gun bang. The innocent main blood pour like rain. So it's hard to maintain. So I sing the same song that we play, sing. So listen up to my hip hop spiritual. Still being alive is a miracle. You say I give up, say I'm cursed with being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the criminals, the only place is typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual, so what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artist like a merry-go-round and keep the real sound underground.
aggressive and angry behavior by a driver of an automobile or other motor vehicle. Such behavior might include rude gestures, verbal insults, deliberately driving in an unsafe or threatening manner, or making threats. Tonight we've been talking a lot about how to respond to someone who may be applying road rage, but what if you are that person? What if you're that person that flashes your lights excessively? You're that person that don't mind cutting people off. You know, you yell and exhibit disruptive behavior on the road. You know, you're that rude person. You are the person that's applying road rage. Guess what? It's against the law. It's against the law. And one, you are kind of putting everybody in jeopardy around you. And you don't want to be someone who causes a catastrophic wreck, you know, over your careless, you know, or reckless driving. You know, this is a very, very serious situation. And I know some people can't control their rage, but do you really want blood on your hands? You know, folks, let's get it together. Talking about road rage tonight.
And you know what, though? I asked you to pull over so we wouldn't have to do it on the interstate. Does that make a difference?
Next.
Okay, I was trying to be funny. Never mind.
Well,
he was the one doing the taunting. I asked that we can handle this off the on the other side so we won't interfere with the rest of the people driving. No? Okay.
I mean, this really sounds like it was a situation in which you really felt like the lady, you know, she was really applying road rage. You were the victim of road rage. That's what it sounds like. And I think in that instance, even though I think it was dangerous, because if she really was like somebody who was enraged for real and she was taunting you for real, you didn't know really what her mental state was. Even though you may have been physically capable of protecting yourself in your mind anyway, you know, I think it was a bad judgment call. Yeah, because what if she had a 45? What if she had a 45?
You are also right. I agree with you. I mean, that was a laugh, but I take what you said is very serious. But I'm gonna say this: sometimes in a moment since I already lost control, apparently I wasn't in my right frame of mind, and I wasn't thinking to begin with. That thought never even crossed my mind, and that's normally the case because you've already been stepped outside yourself, and you're in somewhere else. You're not even thinking about that anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think in most cases, we just, the reflex is to take it personal, you know, and just to respond, you know. But again, you know, whether you are somebody who is applying the road rage or somebody who is the victim of it, you got to think, what is the consequence? The consequence could be, you know, it could be, you know, major injury, or it could be deadly, you know, And we don't, you know, we don't want to unnecessarily negatively impact ourselves or others, you know. So, again, the purpose of the show tonight, folks, is to educate, is to bring awareness, and just to provide perspective, if nothing else, about road rage and the fact that, you know, the next time somebody cuts you off, just count to 10, you know, say something crazy, you know, and make yourself laugh. You know, somebody cuts you off, say, damn, my feet stink. You know what I mean? You got to do something to kind of throw you off. You know, change your perspective, and it's strategy, because if you'll be sucked into it, and you'll get emotional, and it'll cause you to do something that you'll regret. Folks, coming up shortly, we have our health and wellness segment coming live out of VA. We're talking about health and wellness tonight. Why were you making that noise, woman?
What? That was funny.
You were just,
look.
What was that noise you was making?
Laughing. But look, because I'm telling you, like, laughing really keeps me calm. That's why, like, when you say I'm laughing at stuff that sounds serious, yes, I'm laughing because it also takes me back to when I have not reacted in the things that I know I'm capable of doing. I can laugh at that because I can see what I know what I'm capable of doing. So, yeah,
right.
I have to laugh because it's like if I don't, I will react. So I think laughing is the best. I told you, that's a defense mechanism for me.
And you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself and apply whatever strategy works for you. Folks, this is Robin Stein as we slow it down a little bit. It's called I Don't Know. TMI on the Radio Live. Radio Live. We're talking about road rage tonight. If you're somebody who always feels like that person going fast is a maniac or that person going slow is an idiot, or, hey, lady, get out of the way, you know, we were talking to you tonight. We got 33 minutes left in the show, and we just want to offer up some tips as we wind down this this interesting conversation tonight about road rage. This is something that I really don't have. I don't have road rage, although I've become frustrated with folks exhibiting road rage. And I'm a fast driver. I drive fast, but I don't have road rage.
Do you stay in the left lane?
I may be that maniac. I do. I drive fast in the left lane. I stay in my lane.
Exactly.
You know,
we're mad at. You're the person that we're glad that you're either in front of us or behind us because we can keep the pace. See, you
absolutely
stay in your lane. Good God.
I stay in my lane, you know. You know, but and I get it. I get it. But, you know, really, we should plan ahead. If more people planned ahead, they wouldn't be so upset about not being able to where they're trying to get to because they're late. Or, you know, I mean, we all get frustrated by the daily commuter traffic. You know, that can make your blood boil, specifically that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock traffic. But guess what? It's inevitable. It's not going anywhere. It takes place every day. You know, find another route. You know, or just calm down, you know. And then I'm just going to encourage people to get good rest at night. You know, most people are just grumpy. You're just grouchy because you didn't get enough sleep last night. You know, get a good rest. 8 hours is recommended for a good daily dose of sleep for adults. You know, stop trying to get the quickies in. Quickies only apply to certain things. Sleep shouldn't be one of them.
Wow.
We have your health and wellness coming up soon from VA.
Wow.
And winding down this road rage conversation tonight. Folks, again, I think, you know, practicing kindness is just really like one of the easiest. Loosen up, you know, take deep breath, you know, plan ahead, get some sleep, you know, but really try not to be so hostile. You know, hostility is toxic and it's risky. Risky, risky business. Try to be a safe driver.
Wow. Okay.
So are you still with us? You've been kind of quiet tonight.
Yeah, I'm still here just taking it all in. Sheila and Miss Willingham have said plenty.
Oh, wow.
For the evening.
Leave us in the middle of the street, huh? On the side of the highway. That's how you do. God constantly throwing us under the bus. I don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll leave you guys on the side of the highway because one of the things they recommend to protect yourself against road rage is never stop beside the road to confront an angry driver. So that's one thing I'm going to do. But no, really, to protect yourself, they do say never stop beside the road to confront an angry driver. So, you know, that would be pulling over to confront Miss Willingham or getting out of the car in the parking lot to confront Miss CeeLo. But that's one of the things they recommend, never confront an angry driver and just get out of their way. If it seems like someone's upset with you, don't feed into it. Get out of their way. Maintain a distance. Stay away from the verbal assaults and the gestures and things of that sort because things can escalate really, really fast. And you don't know people's state of mind nowadays. So, yeah, stay out of their way.
Yeah, I could never see myself waving over an angry driver like a police officer or a state trooper. Something just sounds really wrong with that right there. All right, hello, good morning, it's TM Hyman Radio Live.
Like a movie.
You know.
Captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell her lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. Can't shoot fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money bill through the penguin. She fine, way you fly away at my companion. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on, with some five-star freaks, get that high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sweet. And a fast car, super fast, broad, fast seat. That's me. And nice, take a couple nights, cause the moon take goodbye and the sun greeting us like,
hello, good morning,
let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning, hello, good evening, you go, you been in, cause you know, that you really need it, and I'm the one that you wanna be with.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. I'm leaning on the bar, looking for the liquor. Any calls, I'm giving off for hours. 25 on the bag, I've been stuck in the air. Any bag, girl, I'm gonna go inside.
That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we own that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we own that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we own that.
I know when the Lord done that movie.
Tell your nervous system
to respond that way in a flight or fight manner, you begin to start breaking down your internal health. You break down your immune system. You break down the circulation in your body. You raise your blood pressure. You begin to take on all types of sicknesses because you've allowed this. You've allowed your nervous system to start breaking down because you're angry. You have this stress. So road rage can bring on so many things far beyond the outward attributes of it, and it can bring on internal problems. Anger extends for periods of time, and because you don't release it or because you hold on to it, and every time you get into a car and you have road rage, again, now you are telling your body, your nervous system again, to act a certain way, cause anxiety. And now you wonder, why do you have acne? Why do you have indigestion? Why do you have headaches? You might want to look at, you know, your behavior behind the wheel. I have to do the same thing, and I am definitely listening to my advice tonight.
Great.
Okay, aggressive driving, which includes speeding, rapid acceleration, hard braking, waste gas. It can lower your highway mileage by 33% and your city mileage by 5%. And with the economy today, gas prices, that is very, very important. People are definitely watching every single penny. If you will drive 3-4 miles to get to the cheapest gas station, then I'm sure you're paying it, you know, it's important to you how much gas you're using. And if you are an aggressive driver, speeding, rapid acceleration, or hard braking, you are definitely wasting your money. I'm definitely listening to that one. I do want to let you know that a lot of information that I'm speaking on tonight and more information, you can go to roadragers.com, and you can look up as much information as you need to know, things, tips about eliminating road rage, how to deal with it. You can talk, chat about it, your different ideas, just a whole lot of different things on roadragers.com. But I just also wanted to give some tips on how to help, it's like eliminate, but how to reduce some of your road rage. Tonight you guys have already given some good tips, so I'll just reiterate them. Don't retaliate. Never take the other driver personally. He or she is only reacting to the road rage incident. Now, I'm sitting here listening to Terrence saying, don't take it personal, don't take it personal. And you're absolutely right, Terrence. You shouldn't take it personal. I guess the area gets gray when you try to relieve yourself of the issue, get from behind the person, or just not deal with it, and that person is still seems like they're egging you on and egging you on. You just have to exercise, I guess, more control and do keep in mind it really isn't personal. Don't make eye contact with the angry driver. Before you react to anything, ask yourself, is getting back at this person worth my life or my child's life if they're in the car with you? Continue to be kind and polite and courteous. It's easier said than done, because if you have a victim mentality, why me, why are they doing this to me, it's kind of hard to try to extend kindness, you know, try to look at it from a different perspective that this person isn't targeting me.
Practice kindness.
I'm definitely going to say that. Do practice kindness, though. Always ask yourself, could the other driver have possibly made a mistake? Maybe they didn't mean to cut you off, or maybe they weren't familiar with the area and were reading the directions wrong, and at the last minute had to make a turn. You just have to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Sometimes it's not on purpose. If you are harassed by another driver and being followed, do not go home. Go to the nearest police station. If you feel like somebody is following you and just won't get off you because you made a mistake or they're just going through their road rage issues, go to a public place. Don't ever go home. Don't ever put yourself in.
That's right.
And then you want to slow down and relax. Take some deep breaths, like you said. Count to 10. And just remember, again, it's not personal. You have control over yourself. You have control over this situation. And do your best to control it to the best of your ability. And never never underestimate the other driver's capacity for mayhem. So don't think that, okay, if you're the person causing the action, causing the road rage, don't think that person that you're doing it to may not go the distance like I did, or vice versa. So, again, just don't even think about retaliating. Take yourself out of the situation. You know, control it the best you can. Reduce your driving stress by allowing enough time. Toya spoke on this. Allowing enough time for you to get where you're going. If you exercise time management skills, you won't feel rushed. So that is very, very important. And remember that you cannot control the drivers around you. You only can control yourself. and the way that you handle your situations will definitely affect your well-being. So since you have control over your well-being,
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Hey, yo, shut up, man. Good look on this, man. Add me to the other homie. Lupe, Common, Kanye. She reminded me of Ray Charles, man. I'm sorry, dog. I got to be a little bit. It's OBC, man. No need for introduction. Shit, let's get into it, man. I'm going to show you on a soulful journey. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go.
As I clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Floating through the galaxy, the free state of mind that's around I must take in this current rate of prime. Tell us about a penny, you're a currency of dime. Turn a T-stress free, I'ma be just fine. Yeah. The clip of Mac 11, I'm 4-2 stepping. Non-stop journey till I reach the heavens. Reaching to the top, not looking for the bottom. No. Mad cause I got faith, yes I got them. Won't cast the first stone, but I must rock them. Feel them in my body, feel them in my soul. So worth more than diamond, I'm worth more than gold. Go. Nice car deck, won't allow me to fold. No. Just keep on playing in this game called life. A lot of ups and downs, five stricken with the strife. Hey. Gotta keep moving, keep on doing whatever you do, just keep on pursuing. As shit, clear my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Now get your grind on, get your shine on, but look over your shoulder cause the devil a blind, home. Now get your grind on, get your shine on, but look over your shoulder cause the devil a blind, home. And listen up to the words, nouns and the verbs. I'ma lead by example, watch and observe. No, I'm not perfect, nor try to be, but I won't accept fake cake, no bribery. Just to receive a few wishes, it's so ambitious, it's so repetitious. If I ever fall weak, Lord, wash me like some dishes. Put me on my feet, walk the earth with the meek, until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. Put me on my feet, earth with the meek, until the day you wake me up from a deep sleep. As I clip my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. Can't wait till the day that I see the face, believing in the holy word through saving grace. Know it was you who forgave me every sin. Know it was you, yes, the power from within. Creator of all love, so equal. Holy live once, has no sequel. And I swear, every time I hit the vocal booth, I give you all praise, not Buddha, Hindu. And told me nothing shall harm me. Reprove me to be in your army. Willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. Willing to fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. And I hear the sword. Yes, fight, Lord. Yes, fight, Lord. Cause you are the shield. And I hear the sword. As I shield my mind and relax my thoughts, and my head in the clouds and the stars they spark. So deep in the space in my S-class, paparazzi take a picture like click, click, flash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash. It goes, click em up, flash, click em up, flash, click em up, take flight, watch me dash.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, little nigga, time to wake up. Ain't a wretched thought saying, boy, get your weight up. Like an old man on the pill, nigga, stay up. Laying on his back so you know I'm coming straight up. Money get low, bet the hoes wanna break up. Get a cover girl and your ex wanna make up. These hoes foul, wanna charge you to lay up. These hoes foul, wanna charge you to lay up? Pay up, please. Y'all hoes, stop it. Brett Favre money never coming out the pocket, but the brain's so good, need a scholarship to college. Leave a G-Shock, my nigga, you better watch it. Things ain't the same, they saying I changed, nigga. I'm still gon' ride, I'm just switching my lane, nigga. All y'all rap like one of them Wayne niggas. This shit is in my blood, so I do it in vain, nigga. Mama's only baby, could he come out any quicker? It's mail, but the package taking longer to deliver. Pop, play Photoshop, cut itself out of the picture now. Mom's favorite saying is, I don't need a nigga. Bitter, but listen up, Pops wasn't ditching us. Figured a nigga had a hard time keeping the zipper up. Thoughts never fade, I gotta put the clippers up. Parents had the pot, but that's the way the clippers cut. Silly cuts, that's when I fell in love with this rap stuff. Back when it was all about guns, the niggas that act tough, I did it too. I won't interest in that stuff. Boss saying, wake up, nigga, hang them racks up. Shit, I guess it was a dream. Let me go and play my role before they cut me out the scene. Niggas call me Breeze, but they used to say Raheem. But I guess it all changed like laundromat machines. Shit.
We're back. That was Breeze. That's a hot new joint. We're going to have Breeze on the show coming up soon. Tight little dude. Doing it a cappella like that. Ladies, we are back winding down the show. Last 12 minutes. Road rage. Real good conversation tonight. Get your stress reduction on. Get a massage. Take a walk on the beach. You know, get some sleep. Get at least 8 hours, 6 to 8 for adults every night. You know, make sure you get a good rest so you're not applying no unnecessary rage on the road in the morning or the evening or the afternoon. Whatever applies. I just want to reiterate one thing that Didi pretty much talked about. She talked about any time that you feel as if, you know, you are really at a climatical point with somebody in the midst of some road rage, never, if you feel like somebody is following you, never stop in a desolate place or a place where you can be confronted alone. Definitely drive right to the police station or to a place where there's a lot of people. Okay, you want witnesses. That's the bottom line, all right? So I thought that was a great tip and a serious tip, okay? Hostility is toxic, my friends. It's toxic and risky. Again, you know, if anybody with hostile behavior is like 3 times likely to have a heart attack. You know, and it leads to other stressful, it leads to other health issues, excuse me, just because of the stress or the level of stress you're inducing really within yourself. So just calm down a little. Breathe in, breathe out. Try not to be so hostile. Great tips tonight, ladies, finance, health and wellness, and entertainment news. We appreciate y'all tonight. Any last closing comments anybody want to share?
Yeah, I do. I want to just bring a story into play real quick. About just bringing how serious road rage is to the forefront. I was speaking with my mom, and she was telling me that her hairdresser's son, 3 years ago, was driving down the street. He could not keep driving. The dude cut him off because I guess he had made a mistake, I guess cut the dude off, whatever. The driver got so infuriated, he cut the hairdresser's son off. I'll just call him, say his name is Tyrone. He cut Tyrone off. Immediately got out of the car and shot him in the face. Sometimes it's hard. You Whoa. Can't keep, but it's so sick. Road rage is so sick. I thank God that he is still with us. But there are some
wow,
that
he
don't
survived.
Make it.
He survived.
He survived. Yes. But
wow.
It is serious. And for CeeLo, me and CeeLo, this is for me and you, and for all those out there who share similar stories, unlike Toya and Terrence, who don't experience these things. That we do, we have to take more control of our actions. We have to remain calm, be in control, know that we have control of the situation. Don't let them piss us off to the point that we just lose ourselves, because you don't know what that other person is capable of doing. When I stepped out of that car, I had no idea what she could have done to me. But, I mean, but the reality of it is I could have been shot in the face, and that made it to my daughter and left her on the side of the interstate. And in hindsight, it wasn't that important to flag to make her pull over because she kept taunting me. You know, but we definitely have to be in control of ourselves.
No doubt. No doubt. We don't want anybody to slip away unnecessarily, specifically with something we can control. We'll be right back after this one right here. It's called Never Slip Away. TMI.
Yo.
Through the better, through the
worse,
I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all. My heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Do the better, do the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away, no.
all I need. If your love was coke, I take four lines. So addicted to your love, I got to have it. I need you as my habit.
Yes, indeed.
All my hobby apart from making money and rapping, I need you close. You help my growth.
Yes, you do.
How you do what you do when you got it so well. From your swag to how you like popping tags.
Whoa.
You're not just an add-on. You can match what I bring to the table. You're willing and able.
You do, baby.
You my queen, my star. God bless you.
God bless you.
I wanna give you everything you never had.
What you mean?
Have you ever had a man that was good to you?
Have you ever?
And didn't think sex was showing his love to you?
What?
Well now you rocking with the best. Two thumbs to your ex. I will never let you go. No.
Through the bed and through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away, no.
I know in relations sometimes it's trouble.
I know
a little pain and hurt, but still I love you.
I love you.
We may argue and fuss long as we make up.
I got you, baby.
If I make you mad, yeah, I'ma cheer you up.
You know
cookie
that.
Dough ice cream,
uh-huh.
Watching a big screen as we cuddle, sharing words like I love you.
I love
that boo boo voodoo. I need you, baby. Without you in my world, life would be so crazy.
Crazy world.
I keep you locked in my cabinet.
You know what?
The only thing that's different is my china is black. I used to say, yeah, that was whack. Until I met you, now I'm never going back. No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Girlie, you can have it all. My heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away.
No, girl, you can have it all. My heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away.
No.
You know I love you, right?
I won't let you slip away.
Nothing I want more than you. Listen, trust me, baby. Love me crazy. Put down your guards, let me guard you,
lady. I'll
forget it, let's go half on the baby. Wait, before that, let me ice your ring finger.
Oh,
on our wedding day, T. Riley, our wedding singer.
Yes,
love plan, let me take you, cancel all my plans. Here's my last name, welcome to the Williams fam. Only God can take you, the rest I'm like hell no.
Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Through the better, through the worst, I'ma choose you first.
I won't let you slip away,
no. Girlie, you can have it all, my heart, my time.
I won't let you slip away,
no.
Team Hyman Radio Live, never slip away. 5 minutes left in the show tonight. It is 8:54, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, with my co-host coming live out of Delaware, Virginia, and Charlotte tonight. We've heard two, like, extreme accounts of, you know, serious injuries with road rage. One out of Orlando, Florida this morning, somebody shot in the head. Ms. Willingham just shared an account where, you know, a family friend was shot in the face, you know, after being cut off. Road rage, folks. Hostility only leads to danger, you know, and we don't want to be a public endangerment to ourselves or to anyone else. Great conversation tonight, ladies.
Yeah, I wanted to actually give you three websites that people can log on to for more information. One of them, Dee Dee actually mentioned earlier, which is the roadragers.com. It gives you tips on how to handle yourself in a situation if you're a victim of road rage. It also has a test that you can take to tell if you actually have road rage yourself and if maybe you need to seek some type of anger management assistance. There is also drivers.com, which gives information on aggressive driving, road rage, and things of that sort. And the other website that you can log on to is the AAA Foundation.org, which also gives you information on that.
That's what's good. Again, shouts out to you ladies for hanging out tonight. Folks, you can join us tomorrow. We're talking about how to look impeccable for this fall fashion season on a budget. We got some stylists to the stars who are going to be joining us tomorrow night. I think we have Bishop, who's the stylist to Drew Hill, as well as Ray, who is the publicist and stylist to a whole bunch of celebrities. Fashion Week in New York starts on Thursday. So we're going to talk about, you know, being fashion forward tomorrow, and then we're going to bring Ray back on Sunday, and hopefully he can have some of his, you know, designer friends, some of the top designers who are being featured this week in Fashion Week that starts Thursday. All right? So, again, folks, appreciate the love tonight. Road rage, apply the tips. You know, we don't want to see anybody hurt unnecessarily, all right? So good night, ladies. Be safe out there tonight. CeeLo, Dee Dee, don't hurt nobody. Apply the tip.
Out of my way.
I got it.
Folks,
stay out of my way.
Stay tuned. King Apocalypse.
Hey. Good night.
Oh.
Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I need a bump on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, you're hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I want to go give me room, listen to this on the tune. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Fingers for a leg lock, hardcore hip hop. Rockin' it, don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sippin' on getting stout. Nigga knowin' I'm talking out. From the yard to the stars and beyond, my flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, we can shake from the rap bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bad bitch. I'm out for 5 feet, lane with a damn free. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.